We're gonna take a trip right now. Like we always do about this time.
This is a journey into sound. Break it
down. I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. On this week's show, we'll preview the Lotus World Music and Arts Festival, one of the biggest and longest-running music festivals in Indiana. The Lotus Festival is happening this week in Bloomington, Indiana, from September 22nd to the 25th. This year's festival includes musicians from Angola, Estonia, Finland, Colombia, India, Vietnam, and more. Throughout this week's show, we'll be sampling music from some of the artists featured on this year's Lotus Festival lineup. And we'll begin with music from La Dama. The music of La Dama celebrates Latin American rhythms from across North and South America. The four members of La Dama each represent a different nation of the Americas, including Venezuela, Colombia, Brazil, and the United States. La Dama identify themselves as a feminist band and describe their mission as empowering women and youth through music. I recently spoke with one of the group's founding members, Mafer Bendola. Mafer will join me in just a moment, but first, let's hear a track from La Dama's most recent album, Oye Mujer. This is La Dama with Cada Uno.
Me vienen saliendo y yo voy poquito a poco y la marea me va meciendo. Digo las cosas como me vienen saliendo. Voy poquito a poco y la marea me va meciendo. Que no se caliente el mundo, pero si nuestros cuerpos, que no se derritan los polos, pero si los prejuicios de tu cerebro. Vamos aquí diciendo lo que sentimos. Estallar entre tu cuerpo y mi humedad, un poquito de partículas de sal, de mar, de miel y de azar. Que no se caliente el mundo, pero si nuestros cuerpos, que no se derritan los polos, pero si los prejuicios de tu cerebro. Podemos ir más di más allá, a lo profundo de nuestro andar y entender que buscar un cambio social y emocional precisa de tu acción, de tu opinión, de tu expresión. Speak up, pensábaslo ahora y no dudes más. No dudes más, cada uno de nosotros somos la expresión del todo.
Nuestros cuerpos,
que no se caliente el mundo,
That was The Dhamma with Kata Uno. The Dhamma will be performing at the Lotus World Music and Arts Festival. It's happening this week in Bloomington, Indiana, from September 22nd to the 25th. I recently spoke with one of The Dhamma's founding members, Mafer Bandola. She grew up in Venezuela and began performing on the bandola genera as a child. Today, Mafer is one of the only women in Venezuela to play this instrument professionally. Let's join my conversation with Mafer Bandola. Mafer, thank you so much for joining me today. It's an honor to have you on the program.
Thank you so much, Kyle. I'm so excited to talk about La Dhamma. So excited.
Yeah, and La Dhamma will be performing in Indiana at the Lotus Festival in Bloomington on Saturday, September 24. And, you know, we're going to share some music from the group and learn about your history. And to get started, Mafer, I just thought it might make sense to have you talk about this incredible instrument you play, the bandola llanera. Tell us about this instrument and kind of how you came to play this unique folk instrument.
I play, as you said, the bandola llanera, which is a Venezuelan traditional instrument from a specific region called Los Llanos, which means the high plains in Venezuela. And this is an instrument that actually started, or let's say born, in the context of three ethnic cultures. Let's say indigenous, native origins, African origins, and European, specifically Spanish origins. So the bandola is actually an instrument that is connected with the string, specifically from the oud from Europe. And the technique and sound that have the bandola is from the, also from the flamenco guitar, from the flamenco sound. So when you listen to the bandola, which is an instrument that has four strings, the shape is like an avocado, or let's say a pear, and it's a melodic, rhythmic, harmonic instrument because you can do all these things with the instrument. And I just play the instrument because I grew up in this region called Los Llanos, the High Plains.
And you started on this instrument at a very young age, correct?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I started when I was 8 years old and in a small town called Guanare, there in Venezuela. And the majority of the players in this instrument are men. So when I started, I realized that later on, oh, I was one of the few women that were playing the instrument. And I stay right now as one of the few that actually have a professional career with an international projection. Let's say, like, strongly with the like, my principal instrument is this one, which is an oral tradition instrument that you don't study this instrument in the universities. When I started playing the instrument, there was no school teaching the instrument. It was someone sharing their knowledge in their living room, something like that.
What attracts you to this instrument? You know, you've devoted so much of your life now to mastering this instrument. What is it that attracts you to it?
What attracted me to the instrument, it was, it's pretty interesting because when I started, I was looking to play another instrument called cuatro, which is another traditional Venezuelan instrument and is, let's say, well-known somehow in Latin America in general. But we were looking for it with my parents. They were like, okay, let's try to look for cuatro classes. So there was no availability to learn in that class. They says, the professor said, well, but we have someone who knows that instrument called bandola. I can give you the contact and then see if that work out. So when I started the instruments, like, okay, let's see, there's another stringed instrument. Let's see how it sounds. And what attracted me was the sound of the instrument, which is really profound, and the rhythm, and it's energetically the way that my master was playing it. So it was just like, oh, this is fun when I started. And then when I keep going, I like the repertory. I like the sound of the instrument in connection with the other, with the rest of the instrument, because it's regularly played in an ensemble of cuatro, maraca, and bass, which is shakers, the traditional cuatro, which sound like an ukulele, and then the bass. So this context for me was like, wow, that sounds great. And it was fun. That was the connection with the instrument at the beginning. But then later on, I understood, wow, like there's a lot history behind the instrument. There's a lot techniques to play the instrument. And in Venezuela, there is like at least five kind of type of bandola. There's different type of bandola. So what I play, the one that I play, which is bandola, it was just like so strong, melodic, and rhythmically speaking. So it was just like attractive somehow in this way.
Do you have any bandola heroes? Is there a particular player that you idolized or studied? I know Anselmo Lopez is one of the famous bandola players. Is there any Venezuelan bandola players that kind of inspired you when you were picking up the instrument?
Right. Thank you, Kyle, for this question, because what is interesting is I listen to them with cassettes. Mm. So I would like to mention Anselmo Lopez, which is the king of the bandola, as he's been called. He already passed away in 2016, and he just brought some of the technique that we remind playing. We still play those techniques. And I would like to mention Hector Hernandez, which is a man who brought technique from the flamenco music to the bandola and those different scales. And that actually makes rich the way of playing the instrument nowadays. And I would like to mention my other master, which is Ismael Querales. He plays the other kind of bandolas that we have in Venezuela. And he has created and achieved beautiful techniques, and he's been trying different tunes of the instrument, and he's been exchanging between the different type of bandola technique, repertories, and sound. So when he played richly as a way that you can listen to different way of playing the instrument and different repertories in the instrument. And I would like to mention at the end Saul Vera, which is the man who created the first method of bandola, to study bandola somehow. And at least, and not less important, I will mention my colleagues, my female colleagues, which is Maureen Forero, is a Colombian bandola player, Stephanie Fernandez, which is a cuatro bandola player, and I would like to mention to my friend in all the females that play in Venezuela too. And I have to thank all of them, because they're trying to keep going. And yeah, for now, those are the names that I would like to mention here.
I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. My guest this week is the Venezuelan bandola player, Mafer Bandola of La Dama. Let's hear another track off the group's most recent album, Oye Mujer. This is La Dama with Maria.
María y su tribón
That was La Dama with Maria. La Dama will be performing at the Lotus World Music and Arts Festival in Bloomington, Indiana. It's happening this week from September 22nd to the 25th. Let's return to my conversation with Mafer Bandola of La Dama. And Mafer, I've heard you describe the mission of La Dama as empowering women and youth through music, and you've also described La Dama as a feminist band. Can you talk about that aspect of the work you're doing with the group?
Definitely. As a band, we have been discussing what we wanted to say with our music and how we are truthful to what we are too. So we are a female band composed, created in the context of like a collective. We want to be a collective. There is no head of this band. All of us are important in the same way, and we are composer of our own music. We arrange our own music, and we are educators because we explain what we do with the music. We go to universities, high school, pre-K's institutions to share the process of creating as a collective from four different countries, right? Also, we like to be in those places where there is lack of representation from people who have different backgrounds in music. I did not study in a proper school of music, let's say, an academy or university of music, but I am a self-taught composer, and the rest of my band went to different institutions for like to study music, and each of them had their own way of being a composer and creative too. So we like to be in those spaces as our mission, to just like by being and be present, and someone can see us as an example of being, as an idea of being. So in the past and in the present, we still go to university and communities to create music, and not necessarily with musicians, but we give workshops to non-musicians to give them tools like body percussion or creating in collective with us as a way to understand that they are able to create, they are able to found their voices and raise their voices through the creations. And we use the music as an excuse to let them find a way of being creative. So somehow the empowerment and activism and feminism that we had is through staying in the stage, being able to speak three languages, teach in three languages, being able to collaborate with other females around the world, and giving voices through our lyrics to those stories that are unheard from our cultures.
Let's pause and listen to a track from La Dama's 2017 self-titled debut album. This is La Dama with Cumbia Brasileira. That was La Dama with Cumbia Brasileira. And my guest this week is Mafer Bandola, a founding member of La Dama. Let's return to our conversation as we discuss the song Inmigrante from La Dama's most recent album, Oye Mujer. And I want to play a song off that album, Oye Mujer, and I believe this features you on vocals, Inmigrante. Is that correct?
Yes, yeah. Inmigrante, that's a merengue that we composed with La Dama.
Tell us, this is a very meaningful song, right? Tell us what you're singing about on this track.
Yes, thank you, Kai, for choosing that song. It's the first time that I sing in La Dama's album. With that song, that was the first time that I sing with the band. And we created as a way to create an anthem for the immigrants, los inmigrantes, el status that immigrants in different parts of the world, they are connected, or let's say they are associated with sadness and poorness and somehow the solitude. And they were, in that point, I remember when we create the song, is what was happening in the border and the separation of the families and the lack of support of the other countries with their immigrants. So we create this song just to make them feel proud of what they are and how important are immigrants for the nations who receive them. And the song is Inmigrante Valiente Caminante. That's the chorus, which means Inmigrante, the brave walker. And this is for them, for all the immigrantes.
Y con su voz, un pasaporte que ayer se comienza la improvisación. Soy inmigrante, valiente caminante, fuerza a aprender sin tiempo en la mano. Soy inmigrante, valiente caminante, fuerza a aprender sin tiempo en la mano.
That was Inmigrante from La Dama, a quartet of women whose music celebrates Latin rhythms from across North and South America. La Dama will be performing at the Lotus World Music and Arts Festival in Bloomington, Indiana. It's happening this week from September 22nd to the 25th. Let's return to my conversation with Mafer Bandola of La Dama. And finally, Mafer, tell me about the future of La Dama. Where do you want to take this band next?
Okay, this band is into making a stronger profile as composers and creating collaborations with different scenarios of musical sounds. Let's say we wanted to go to have a show with an orchestra where we can work with arrangement for orchestra. We want to go to play with other contemporary composers. We want to keep creating collaborations in different cultures too. And still get still keep going close to communities around us that actually can somehow help them to keep going, as a way that understanding that a female collective from different countries is still an idea and a project that is possible to have. And of course we wanna meet soon, at the end of this year, around November, between October, November, and December, to create part of the third album that we are working on now on it. And of course, we are going to be sharing anytime soon some of that.
Great. I look forward to the third La Dama album. And again, you'll be performing here in Indiana on Saturday, September 24th. I saw La Dama the last time you were in Indiana, and it was an incredible show, so I hope a lot of people come out and see you. And I thank you so much, Mafer, for taking time to speak with us today, and I really love what you do, so thank you so much.
Kai, thank you so much, and I hope to see you all in Indiana. We can't wait to play there. It was an awesome audience, and it was excited to be with you. And it's again excited to be there. So thank you so much for this space, Kyle, and I hope to see you soon in Indiana.
My guest has been the Venezuelan bandola player, Mafer Bandola of La Dama. La Dama will be performing at the Lotus World Music and Arts Festival in Bloomington, Indiana this week. Let's hear one more track from La Dama. This is the Toy Selecta remix of Poro Maracatu. Cultural Manifesto will return with more music from the Lotus World Music and Arts Festival after this short break. I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. On this week's show, we're previewing the Lotus World Music and Arts Festival in Bloomington, Indiana. It's happening this week from September 22nd to the 25th. Up next, we'll hear music from the Bazerto All-Stars, a Colombian band that specializes in champeta music, a unique genre that developed on Colombia's Caribbean coast. Champeta music takes inspiration from African dance music styles like soukous, highlife, and afrobeat. The Bazerto All-Stars will be performing at Lotus on Friday. Let's hear some music from the group. This is El Bololo. We'll be right back. That was Columbia's Bizerto All-Stars. They'll be performing at Bloomington, Indiana's Lotus Festival this Friday. Up next, we'll hear music from Lucy Bella, a Cape Verdean vocalist whose music follows in the tradition of the country's most famous singer, Cesária Évora. Lucy Bella will be performing at the Lotus Festival's opening concert on Thursday night.
Oi na biko ina melon, batanda te kopanyan. O kishpovel, kaboladra, eru bokria migilin. Oi na bi, oi na nandinha, bota modo cachurrin. Onde lá pada tardinha, o moiopta sei, casa de bilinha. Batmon bos providência, cabo entra na tut brox curbot, entraste cot sei tamanca, abri oi miguel. Jam dop conselho da mim, tá com doença novo na terra, este slica tem cura, abri oi Miguel. Oi na bico e na melão, batanda te que bopanha, o que espovel, cabo ladra, era o bocria miguilim. Oi na bi, oi na nandinha, bota modo cachurrin. Onde lá para da tardinha, o moiopta sei, casa de bilinha. Batmon, boas providência, acabou entrar na tudo, broco escuro, bote, entraste cote, sei, tamanca, abri oi, Miguel. Já me dou o conselho da mim, acabou tcha ninguém morde, porque trazer doença de minha rua, para dentro de casa, para dentro de casa. Oi na bico e na melão, batanda te que popanhan. O que espovel, cabo ladra, era o bocria miguilin. Oi na bi, oi na nandinha, bota modo cachurrin. Onde lá pa da tardinha, o moiopta sei, casa de bilinha. Batmon, boas providência, cabo entra na tudo, broco escuro, bote, entraste cote, sei tamanca, abri oi Miguel. Já me dou o conselho da mim, tá com doença nova na terra, este deslica tem cura, abri oi Miguel. Oi na bico e na melão, batanda te que bopanha, o que espovel, cabo ladra, era o bocria miguilim. Oi na bi, oi na nandinha, bota modo cachurrin. Onde lá para da tardinha, o moiopta sei, casa de bilinha. Batmon, boas providência, cabo entrar na tudo, broco escuro, bote, entraste cote, sei, tamanca, abri oi, Miguel. Já me dou o conselho da mim, cabo tcha ninguém morde, porque trazer doença de minha rua, para dentro de casa, para dentro de casa.
That was the Cape Verdean vocalist, Lucy Bella. She'll be performing this week at Bloomington, Indiana's Lotus Festival. Up next, we'll hear music from the extraordinary Vietnamese multi-instrumentalist Van Anh Vo. We'll hear a track from her 2013 album, Three Mountain Pass, a collaboration with the Kronos Quartet. This is Green River Delta.
Thank you.
We just heard Van Ivo with Green River Delta. She'll be performing at Bloomington, Indiana's Lotus Festival this Friday and Saturday. Up next, we'll hear music from Finland's Kartamimit, a quartet of women who perform on Finland's national instrument, the kantele, a unique string instrument that bears resemblance to a dulcimer or zither. Kartamimit will be performing Friday night at Lotus Festival, and they'll also play on Saturday afternoon for Lotus in the Park, a free event happening from 12 to 5 p.m. at the Switchyard Park in Bloomington. This is Kartamimit with Maiden of Death.
Thank you. sousi rannan, sousi toiseen.
Sousi meidän rantuelle.
Sousi meidän rantuelle.
Jos mä tuon enää olisin, tahi tuonen tyttärenä, haukuttaisin tuonen kojuut, niin kuin tuoni meidän kojuut. Jos mä tuon enää olisin, tai tuonen tyttärenä, itkettäisin tuonen lapset, niin kuin tuoni meidän lapset.
That was Carta Mimet with Maiden of Death. Carta Mimet is one of over 20 artists that will be performing this weekend at Bloomington, Indiana's Lotus Festival. Let's end with music from the Indian sarod players, Aman and Ayan Ali Bangash. They'll be performing at Lotus Festival's closing concert this Sunday. Thanks for tuning in for this special preview of Lotus Fest. I'm Kyle Long, and you've been listening to Cultural Manifesto.
Thank you. Thank you.